the sitcom house seems simple enough. Mom finishes chatting with the neighbor in the backyard, and then enters the kitchen through the sliding doors. As Dad walks out of the living room, the camera cuts to the top of the stairs, where he pounds violently on the twins' bedroom door. Simple. But in between one shot and the next, in the pocket created when one image is folded next to another, exists an entire apparatus. We have crossed the studio lot to another empty hangar, where the bedroom set waits for us, and, dressed in the same outfit from yesterday's shoot, we fold an entire day into a split-second cut. I know this house well. As the editor, I am in a sense its architect. I'm the one who places the kitchen adjacent to the living room. The one who, when Dad tries his hand at plumbing, cuts to the flooded bathtub falling directly onto the dining room table. Although no such house exists, I have its every corner mapped precisely, where anything a millimeter shorter, I would notice. The space inside the walls is as intimate to me as the distance between my organs. Yes, even the voids, in the walls and under the floors, created by this bricolage architecture. Because the editor's power is not in what is put together. It is in the silences, the holes, the cuts, in what is removed. The gap, the fold, both names for the same thing. What is so thoroughly erased that we aren't even aware of its absence? Instead we discover it in the dungeons we read about in the newspapers. Or the tunnels we suspect beneath a neighbor's shed. In the closet, a shocking scene. But these spaces were always there, built between the edits. They are necessary to the sitcom house's existence. They are the weight to its matter, its invisible
Lately,
the house is falling apart from the inside. Slowly, its plaster walls sink into the vast crevices between frames. Amidst this gradual collapse, I piece it together with a well-placed jump cut, with just the right camera angle, to make it seem intact. Even cast members are disappearing. Mom refuses to set foot on set since Dad took the studio audience hostage. Dad meanwhile won't stop nailing shut windows and doors, while impassively intoning something about immunological purity and conserving his holy potency. I'm forced to use a mix of old footage and body doubles to keep the show going. The actors speak as if someone is standing next to them, and we fill in the gap in post-production. The viewers do the rest. They so desperately want to see presence, consciousness, beneath the vacant stairs. And the studio audience? Since their release, they've wandered Burbank together, congregating in strip malls and empty intersections, circulating around the streets like a taxi looking for a fare. Still wearing official merchandise, they look like a lost church group. I once saw them on the side of the freeway cheering on the evening traffic as it crawled home in the Los Angeles heat. They stand arranged in neat rows and applaud wildly or chuckle in unison at inaudible lines delivered by invisible characters. Having been released from the set, they have fallen into an even more encompassing abduction. They may have escaped from the sitcom, but not from sitcom architecture.